转眼间三个礼拜，快三个礼拜过去了。
Very quickly, 3 weeks has passed.
在过去的三个礼拜里面，我跟于师母因为心里面有一个很重的负担，我们到亚洲去了一趟。
Because of the burden that the Lord has pressed upon our hearts, Pastor Nancy and myself, we took a trip to Asia.
虽然我们身体的状况都不应该让我们跑这一趟的。
And according to our health conditions, we should not have made this trip.
弟兄姊妹，我们对我们的骨肉至亲负有绝对的责任。
Brothers and sisters, for those who are of the same blood as us, we have a responsibility.
我们一定要祷告。
We have to pray.
我们一定要为他们祷告。
We must pray.
我们也要为着自己祷告。
We must pray for ourselves.
因为我们背后的仇敌是一样的。
Because we share the common enemy.
全是那看不见的撒旦，他永远存在，永远 against God, against God's kingdom.
It is the Satan that we cannot see with our physical eyes. He's forever.An adversary. He is forever against the kingdom of God.
没有一个家庭不 under attack.
There's not a single family that is not under attack.
没有一个教会不 under attack.
There's not a single church that's not under attack.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌用不同的方法都在偷窃、杀害和毁坏的。
The enemies use whatever schemes, whatever means possible to come to kill, to steal, and to destroy.
所以我们不管在哪里，我们都求主让我们在那个处境中做神的得胜者。
So we pray that no matter where we reside, we pray that we are, no matter where we are victorious where we are.
其实各地的挑战都是一样的，因为背后的仇敌都一样。
And I trust that all our challenges, they are of the same origin because we have the same enemy.
他用的方法不同，但是目的是一样的，就是偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
The schemes, the trickery, the ways that he implements are different, but it's the common goal to come to kill, to steal, and to destroy.
要醒过来哈。
Brothers and sisters, we need to wake up.
虽然孩子们很在乎上什么大学。
Yes, we do care about what colleges our kids go to.
虽然在职的弟兄姊妹，你们很在乎能不能留在美国。
And those of you who are visiting here in the States, you do care about whether you can make this place a residence.
但是就像我说的，不管我们上哪个学校，不管我们能不能留在美国，我们都面对同样的仇敌。
And I pray that no matter what school we attend, whether we can here stay and stay here in the United States, we share the same common enemy.
我们都需要束紧腰带。
We all need to.Be strengthened, gird our loins.
这么短短的将近三个礼拜，在我里面最深的感触就是觉得不能再浪费时间了。
In these short 3 weeks, what I've been compelled with is that we can no longer waste the time at hand.
因为这个征战是真实的。
Because the battles are real.
这个征战是很严肃的。
They are severe. They're solemn.
这个征战是越来越严肃的。
And it's becoming more and more severe.
弟兄姊妹都起来爱主。
Brothers and sisters, we all need to rise up to love Jesus. We all need to rise up to love Jesus.
今天是母亲节。
Today is Mother's Day.
但是我们虽然很爱在座的做母亲的，但是今天聚会仍然是 God Center, right?
We love all of you who are here.Who are moms? We care about you, but we want to acknowledge today still Christ, God is center.
所以我们把对母亲的感恩，庆祝留在今天晚上。
We reserve our thanksgiving and our celebration for all the moms to this evening.
今天晚上我们特别有一个为着斯里兰卡，一个等于是奉献的晚宴。
We want to take the opportunity tonight.As an opportunity offering for the saints in Sri Lanka.
我觉得教会办这样子的事情来庆祝母亲节太有意义了。
And I think it's very meaningful for us to come and have an event like this in parallel to celebrating Mother's Day.
你可以稍微想象一下，如果我们自己是斯里兰卡受难的家庭，我们心中会有什么样子的感触
？If you can imagine that you are in the midst of Sri Lanka and you're one of the families that's come to harm.What would you be going through right now?
我们在这里有一个神家很好的传统，就是让我们的青少年、年轻人来向母亲表达感恩。
We have a wonderful tradition that we admonished those who are young, those who are children, to take this particular day and be thankful towards their moms.
不管你们多忙，我都希望不要 stop 这个 good tradition.
And no matter how busy we are, we pray that this good tradition will not come to an end.
对妈妈的感恩岂是一顿饭能够表达的
？And how can we express our thanksgiving to our mom with just this one meal？
但是我们希望为着神家，为着长远，能够培养出真正敬虔的下一代。
But for the sake of God's house and for the sake of a very long journey, we want to raise up a next generation.
仇敌不仅仅在各种 角度来攻击神的儿女们。
But we said earlier that the enemy comes in many different ways and many different angles to attack the children of God.
我相信所有用心一点的弟兄姊妹都知道，仇敌现在一个很大的工作在我们的下一代。
And we trust, brothers and sisters, if we just pay attention, we use our heart, we can see that the enemy's attack is on the next generation.
不管中国，不管美国，不管各地，仇敌想办法要来摧毁。要来玷污，要来影响我们的下一代。
Whether it be China, whether here in the States, we see that the enemy wants to destroy, wants to defile, wants to annihilate the next generation.
所以我们要好好为着我们的下一代，不管你有没有孩子，你都要为着我们神家的下一代祷告。
Yes, whether we have children or not, we need to begin to pray for the next generation.
为什么教会在这么忙的里面，我们还要成立赛特计划？
Why is it in the midst of already very busy ministry, busy schedule, we still want to start this ministry of Seth?
我们不是只是另外一套教学方法 ，No.
It is not just another way of teaching our kids.
我们里面看见的是长远的，看见是那场属灵征战。我们 要保护神家的下一代。
We see a marathon. We see a spiritual battle.We see that we have the necessity to protect and to train up the next generation.
今天早上我在那里继续默想信息的时候，我就想到一个问题。
And this morning, as I was meditating upon the words I was going to share, I came to this question.
如果今天主耶稣问我们在座的父母一个问题。
If Jesus asked all of us who are parents today this one question.
如果你只能二选一，你要选哪一个？
If you can only choose one, what would you choose?
你愿意选一个属灵的孩子，敬畏神的孩子。被神喜悦、被神祝福的孩子。
Will you choose a child that is godly, that delights the heart of the Lord, that is pleasing to His sight?
还是你喜欢一个成绩卓越、地上赚钱赚大钱、一路丰富的一个孩子？
Or will you rather choose a child that is successful from this world's perspective, that he would be able to attend a very good school, he will earn lots of money?
我相信很多人都说我两个都要。
And I trust a lot of parents would say I want both.
我早就知道你们会这样子，所以我说二选一。
And I know most of you would say I want both, but I said you can only choose one.
你说你余弟兄，你强人所难。
And I said you would say, brother, Pastor, you're being difficult.
但是这个问题是耶稣问的。
But this question is a question that Jesus asked.
因为耶稣明明说你们不可能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
Because the Lord said it very clearly, you cannot have two masters. You cannot serve God and mammon.
只能二选一。
You can only choose one master.
弟兄姊妹，你要怎么回答这个问题？
Brothers and sisters, if you're only allowed to choose one, how would you respond?
我们看过多少地上杰出成就的孩子，但是他们不爱主，甚至正常的人际关系都没有。
And we see a lot of kids that, though they seem like they're very successful outwardly, but they don't have a very healthy character. They only care about their grades. They only care about their performance.
弟兄姊妹，我们要爱我们的孩子。
So, brothers and sisters, we need to love our kids.
让他们有永恒的价值，讨神喜悦。
That an eternal value is set in their lives, in their hearts, that they are pleased to the Lord.
给神国带来祝福。
That they would bring about a blessing into the kingdoms of God.
所以在座的不光母亲重要，父亲重要，所有神家的都需要为着下一代来好好祷告。
Not only are mothers important, fathers important.But every single one of us, we are important concerning the next generation.
我们先来读一节经文。
Let's come to the scriptures together.
诗篇八十四篇五到七节。
Psalm 84, verse 5 through 7.
靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的，这人变为有福。他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷成为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福，盖满了全谷。他们行走，力上加力。个人到锡安朝见神，英文读一遍。
Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion.
等大家听完全部信息，就知道为什么今天取这个题目。他们经过流泪谷。
And after you hear the message today, you all come to understand why the theme today is that theypass through the valley of Baca.
今天我们的信息特别要从神造女人这个荣耀的目的和女人尊贵的价值来看他们。
And today's the theme of the message today is that we want to look from God's perspective of why He created women and the importance of God's creation in women.
第一件事情。
The foremost.
所有的女人都是天父的女儿。
Every woman is a child of our Heavenly Father.
讲到这个，我心里面就有一些某种程度的不甘心。
And whenever I come to this particular phrase or term, there's a dissatisfaction in my heart.
我们瑜伽流行生儿子。
My brothers, myself, and our generation, we are accustomed to having boys.
我爷爷那代六个男的没有女的，我爸爸那一代五个男的没有女的。
My grandpa had how many? Six boys.
Yeah.
Six boys. My dad had five boys. No daughters in the family.
那我这一代六个男的没有女的。
And in my generation, again, six boys, no girls.
没想到我的下一代又是两个儿子没有女的。
And my next generation, two sons, no daughters.
现在我媳妇安慰我们，所以准备有个孙女了。
My daughter-in-law has comforted our hearts. We're about to receive a baby girl.
这次我们在中国还跟很多人聊起来，现在养女儿比养儿子划算多了。
And we started just having this casual talk and dialogue that it is a lot more economical to raise a daughter than to raise a son.
我们有一次福音聚会来了一个做兽医的一个福音朋友。
There was a veterinarian that came to our gospel meeting.
Bible study. Bible study.
He was just in a bad mood.
我们问他怎么了？
And we asked him what happened.
他说我天天盼望我儿子从外面回来，帮我去把后院整理好。
And every day I longed that my kid would come home, and when he comes home, he would take care of the backyard.
他说他终于要回来，我把所有的工具都准备好了。
So finally, I found out that he's coming home, so I set out all the tools for the garden.
第二天一大清早，儿子不见了。
Second morning, the morning we woke up, he was gone.
到了傍晚才回来。
And he came home at night.
不仅他不见了，所有的工具都不见了。
Not only was he gone, but all the tools were gone.
等到他回来的时候，才发现他带着工具去帮他女朋友的爸爸去弄他后院去了。
And then he found out that his son actually went to his girlfriend's house to help the future potential father-in-law to clear the backyard.
伤心啊。
And he was heartbroken.
但我们今天要强调的就是不管怎么样，女人是天父宝贵的女儿。
And no matter what, we want to emphasize that every woman is the precious daughter of God.
你说这个还要你讲吗？
You said, do you need to tell me that?
前一阵子我跟于师母读到那个 Gary Thomas, 就是讲婚姻灵修学的作者。
Not too long ago, Pastor Nancy and I were reading this book from Gary Thomas.
Sacred marriage.
A sacred marriage.
他写了一个 devotion for a sacred marriage. 他里面提到，这个神的儿女们是天父的儿子和女儿。
And in this particular devotion, he particularly mentioned that we, as men and women, we are the children, we are the sons and daughters of God.
他说有一天神突然提醒他。
He said one day God all of a sudden reminded him.
他说你的太太不仅是你的太太。
He says your wife is not only your wife.
我是你的岳父。
He says, I am your father-in-law.
哇，他那天是一个新的开启。
He said that day was a revelation for him.
他从来没想到神是他的老丈人，是他岳父大人。
He never came to the realization that God was his father-in-law.
他说你们任何做爸爸妈妈的。
He said, no matter which of you who are parents.
他说就像我一样。
You're just like me.
如果你想要惹火我的话。
If you want to anger me.
最快的方法就是你虐待我的孩子。
The quickest way is for you to treat my kids wrongly.
如果你在学校 bully 我的孩子，我决定找你算账。
If you're going to bully my kid in school, I'm going to come and deal with you.
对不对？
Is that true?
所以如果我们虐待了我们的配偶，
So if we are bringing harm to our spouse,
我们让他伤心难过，你要知道你得罪了你的丈人。
If we bring them to the point of weeping and they're broken hearted, you realize that you have to deal with your father-in-law.
所以他那一天用另外一个态度去看他太太了。
So from that particular day, all of a sudden he sees his wife from a whole new different perspective.
其实不光是这个样子。
And not only so.
神造女人是带着一个极崇高的目的和意义的。
And when God created woman, he has such high esteem, such high value.
你只要从圣经上看，当神看男人的时候，说那人独居不好。
And when you look at scripture, God made it very clear. When he looked upon man, he says, it is not good that he remains alone.
那么为什么后来神会说神看一切所造的甚好？
How did God come to the final conclusion that everything he has made was good?
从神的眼中的不好变成甚好，中间发生的一件事情。
Something happened before the statement when God says that it is not good to where God says it is good.
从不好变成甚好，中间发生的一件事情。
From not good to very good, something happened.
是什么？
What happened?
女人被造了。
Women were made.
你自己去读圣经，清清楚楚的。
Go read the scripture for yourself. It will become very clear to you.
但是有的女人有点得意忘形过度哈。
And some women, they go overboard.
他说神在造男人，发现男人身上所有的缺点在女人身上都弥补完了。
And they would say that all the shortfalls, all the mistakes that God made in creating man, they were perfected when God made women.
所以男人是不好的，女人是完美的。
And that's why men are no good, but women, they're perfect.
这是凭诗意解经。
This is the coming to interpret scripture by your own desire, your own delight.
解释过头了、
And you went beyond what God's trying to say.
神说不好是因为不是因为男人被造的不好。
When God said it is not good, it is not because he made a mistake with man.
是男人独居不好。
It is that it is not good that he would remain alone.
因为神心中有一个更崇高伟大的计划，是要借着男人女人一起才能够达到的，那个叫做圣好。
There's a greater plan, a grander plan that God cannot fulfill and accomplish by man alone. It needs to be done and accomplished by man and woman.
就是神的心意是要借着男人和女人来表达基督和教会的。
The heart of God is that through man and women that he would express Christ and his church.
今天先不管你有没有结婚。
I forget about whether you're married right now.
我们至少知道神对婚姻的意念是正面的。
And we know that God's attitude towards marriage is something very positive.
不仅仅希望由不好变成甚好。
Not only to go from something that is not good to very good.
这是指的我们蒙福的程度来说的。
It speaks not only from the perspective of the degree by which we may be blessed.
所以神对婚姻的意念是祝福的。
So again, God's thought, God's concept,towards marriage is always blessing.
但是从婚姻的目的和价值来说，
but from the purpose and the worth and the value of marriage,
那是一个非常伟大的奥秘。以弗所书告诉我们，
it's a great, great mystery that has been revealed to us through the book of Ephesians.
他说，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
And Ephesians tells us that this is the reason why man needs to leave his father and mother's home and to be joined together with his wife, and they shall be one.
以弗所书五章三十二节说，然而我是指的基督和教会说的，因为这是一个极大的奥秘。
Paul says, but I speak concerning Christ and his church, for this is a great mystery.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，每一个婚姻在神的眼中都非常神圣的。
So brother and sister, every single marriage is holy in the sight of God.
所以弟兄们一个人他不可能做好的。
So brothers, by themselves, it is not good. They cannot complete it.
所以家庭是教会的小影。
So families, our families, they are shadows of what Christ is doing.
神为什么要造女人？
Why did God need to create woman?
如果男人就可以把家 handle 好的话，神不需要造女人。
If men by themselves can handle their families, then God no longer need to create women.
有那么多的生物是什么？单性繁殖是吧？
There are a lot of we do see in nature that there are certain species they will propagate with just one gender, one sex.
难道神不能够造出这么多天才老爹，自己生孩子自己养吗？
Cannot God also make that ability in men that men can do the same?
他就知道男人不可能做到的。
And he knows that it is insufficient, it's impossible for man to do it alone.
所以神造女人。
So God created a woman.
那么今天世界上各种哲学家、各种人，甚至那些瞧不起女人的人，都对女人有很多的定义。
And there are a lot of philosophies and particularly a lot of things of this world that particularly those who do not esteem women very much, they all have a definition for women.
我们根本没有兴趣去谈，我们看神圣经上怎么说，什么叫女人。
And we do not want to set our eyes and our focus on their definition, but we want to come and look at God's definition for women.
我们一起来看创世纪第二章二十二节到二十四节。
Let's come to Genesis chapter 2, verse 22 through 24.
耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人，领她到那人跟前。那人说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
所以，请弟兄姊妹一定要记得两件重要的事情。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be reminded of these two important things.
女人是神精心杰作的创造。
And woman is the wonderful creation of God.
女人的定义叫做骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
The definition of women is the bone of my bones and the flesh of my flesh.
所以你的另外一半是神为我们预备的，而且带到我们面前来。
Your other half is what God has prepared and God has brought her to you.
你说我的太太是我在公共汽车上碰到的，不是神
带的。And you say, oh, I met her on a transit on the BART to work.
或者是爸爸妈妈塞给我的。
Oh, you say, well, my mom and dad stuffed her to me.
但弟兄姊妹，不管你的理由是什么，你的故事是什么。
No matter what your story might be.
我们的神坐在至高者，他掌管万有。
The Lord our God, He is enthroned on high. He is in control of all.
我们还是要从心里面顺服，接受神给我们预备的这一半。
With a heart of obedience, we need to trust and receive what the Lord has prepared for us.
所以不仅仅另外一半是神为我们预备的，我们要珍惜它。
Not only the other half is what the Lord has prepared for us, and we need to treasure her.
不仅仅另外一半是神的女儿，我们要尊重我们的岳父，好好爱她。
Not only is she the daughter of God, you need to respect your father-in-law, that you will love her.
她进到我们的婚姻中是要跟我合一，成为一位，这是指的基督和教会说的。
She is entered into marriage, that she and I will become one.This is concerning Christ and His church.
这是绝对的一，不能有任何掺杂。
This is an absolute one that cannot have any other things that come into it.
这是完整的一，是绝对不能分离的。
It's complete. It's holistic. It cannot be ever separated.
基督和教会甚至用身体来比喻，头跟身体分开来就是进入死亡。
And Christ and His church is represented as a whole in His body.That whenever the head and the body is separated, we know there's death.
所以它不仅仅是绝对的一，它是完整的一，而且是只有在基督里才可能达到的一。
It is an absolute oneness. It is a whole. It is complete, and it can only be accomplished when it is in Christ.
一加一能够等于一。
When one plus one equals one,
是只有在基督里才能达到的。
That can only happen when it is in Christ.
就是我的一跟他的一都在基督里舍己，不再是我。然后基督才出现的。
And it's that my one and her one, when we are added together, when we deny ourselves, no longer I, no longer her, but Christ alone.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要把它当道理，我们真的希望主帮助我们。
Brothers, how I pray that these are not simply doctrines to us, but they become reality in our lives.
所以圣经告诉我们，爱妻子就是爱自己了。
And so the scripture tells us, when you love your wife, you love yourselves.
我身为弟兄，我知道，至少在我里面，我觉得男人比较自私，在我们家是这个样子。
I'm a brother, and I say from my own experience, I would say that in general,Brothers, we are more selfish. It is true in my family.
真的，身为母亲，她就是比较有牺牲的爱，就是舍己。
As women who are moms, they have the sacrificial love. It is innate in their hearts.
但是弟兄姊妹，只有当我们真正肯舍己的时候，我们才可能在主的面前活出神造夫妻、设立婚姻的目的和价值。
Only are we willing to deny ourselves, can we live out?The value and the truth as why God created marriage.
我相信在座每一个家，甚至每一个男人，可能都对我们的妻子有很多很多的亏欠。
And I trust that every family, every husband here, we will come to acknowledge that we fall short concerning our wives.
真的是辛苦他们。
And we really did trouble them quite a bit.
但是神借着我们的姊妹来帮助我们。
But the Lord truly has helped us through our wives.
让我们认识自己。
That we come to know who we are.
让我们接受神为我们所预备的，来祝福我们。
That we come and receive what God has prepared for us, that we would be blessed.
这是姊妹的第一个最重要的事情，在婚姻里，不管你有没有进入婚姻，男人跟女人表明了基督和教会。
And again, whether you are in marriage or you're not in marriage yet, this is what marriage is all about.It speaks of Christ and His church.
第二件事情是为着神家养育下一代。
And secondly, it is for the purpose of raising up the next generation for the house of God.
这是另外一件大事情。
And this is another great matter in the eyes of God.
所以女人这个属天的价值在神的眼中远超过我们男人所能明白的。
The heavenly worth of women in the eyes of God surpasses, I dare to say, what we men can comprehend.
大概将近十年前，我忘记是哪一年了。我到香港去。
About 10 years ago, roughly 10 years ago, I took a trip to Hong Kong.
弟兄姊妹跟我说，香港最近刚刚发生了一件惨案。
And our brother sister told me that there was a tragedy that just recently happened.
一个十几岁的孩子把他的妈妈跟他的 sister， 大概是他妹妹，杀掉了。
A child, a girl, killed her own mom and her own sister.
然后他被抓的时候还一副不肯悔改那样子的，认为自己有理。他说，这个世界不需要这么多没有用的人。
And when she was captured, she was very defiant. She said that this world has no need of all these useless people.
我真的不知道人怎么会良心残忍，堕落残忍到这种地步。
I don't know how humanity could fall to the state where conscience would fall to such a state.
杀了自己的母亲和妹妹，才仍然认为他做了一件对事情，因为世界上不需要这么多没有用的人。
And having killed her own mom and her own sister, she would have such a statement that the world is no need of such people.
弟兄姊妹，我们圣经上神对孝顺父母的要求非常高的。
The scripture has very, very high requirements concerning us honoring our parents.
我常常跟很多不信主的父母讲，我说没有一个宗教，没有一个国家像基督教。对孝顺父母这么重视的。
There is no culture, there is no country, there is no religion that puts the emphasis on the degree as what God puts concerning us honoring our parents.
你在什么地方可以找到一个要求说，凡咒骂父母的要治死他？
Where do you find anywhere in the world that if you would curse your parents, you need to be put to death?
多少孩子们咒诅父母，对不对？
And how many kids have cursed their parents?
尤其爸爸妈妈管教的时候，我们背对着里面，心里面在 curse。
Particularly when we are being disciplined, when we turn our face from them, we may not say a word, but we are cursing in our hearts.
在神的眼中是要致死的。
In the eyes of God, that is to be stoned to death.
所以我们里面属灵光景不好，我们不能够正常，都是因为父母亲跟父母之间的关系出问题，常常是这样的。
And I know that a lot of times that we are not at a place where we are healthy.A right relationship is because we have a problem with our parents.
所以，做父母的一个很重要的使命就是为神养育下一代。
And a very important commission for us who are parents is to raise up the next generation, our children, for the Lord.
而不是为了法老养育下一代。
It is not to raise the next generation for Pharaoh.
不是为了撒旦养育下一代。
It's not to raise our next generation for Satan.
所以弟兄姊妹，我求求大家要在乎孩子的属灵情形了。
So brother and sister, I beg of you, you need to care about the spiritual condition of your children.
我这次在中国坐飞机，飞机降落在地上滑行的时候，三个孩子。在走道上跑来跑去。
And as we were landing in China, as the plane was landing, there were three small kids that were just running along in the aisles on the plane.
妈妈好像不管一样，空中小姐也管不住他们。
The parents seem to have no control over these kids, and the flight attendants had no control over them.
我不晓得是不是中国的孩子们有特殊的受造。
And I don't know if children in China have a particular development.
你不太会看见外国的孩子会这个样子的。
You do not see children from other countries that would do such a thing.
我觉得中国的父母在养育孩子上，我们要回到圣经上来。
I was admonished again, us who are Chinese parents, we need to come back to the scripture.
圣经上说，你不忍心管教孩子的，就是恨他。
And the scripture says that if you do not discipline your children, then you actually hate your children.
你真的爱你的孩子，是随时管教的。
If you love your children, you discipline them at all times.
神说，你们做儿女的要顺服你们的父母。这是理所当然的，也是神所喜悦的。
The children obey your parents because this is what is reasonable for you to do and is what's pleasing unto the Lord.
所以母亲在这里扮演的一个帮助父亲一起来养育下一代。
So moms, they have a role where they come along with the side of the fathers that they would raise their next generation together.
我们读诗篇127篇三到五节。
Psalm 127 verse 3 to 5.
儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。少年时所生的儿女，好像勇士手中的剑，剑带充满的人变为有福。他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候，必不至于羞愧。
Behold, children are the heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward, like arrows in the hands of a warrior. So are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed. but shall speak with their enemies in the gates.
我们看见神赐给我们儿女两个重要的目的。
And we see the two important aspects that's why children were given to us.
一个的确是神祝福我们给我们的产业。
For one, it is a heritage from the Lord, a blessing from God.
我们相信从儿女的身上我们得到很多的快乐。
And we trust and we know that from our children we receive a lot of joy.
我们享受他们整个成长的过程。
And we delight in watching them grow up.
但是不要忘了，一方面是神的祝福。
But do not forget, on the one hand, it is the blessing.
神特别给的产业
It is God's heritage to us.
另外一方面神托付我们要为神养育下一代
On the other aspect, God has entrusted us that we will raise that generation.
为的是对付神的仇敌
For the sake to go face to face with the enemies of God.
不是对付你的仇敌
Not your enemies.
中国人很喜欢攀比
A lot of Chinese, we like to compare.
不是为了跟你的邻居、跟你的同事攀比，为了对付他。你看我儿子上 MIT, 你根本只是上这个学校。
And we have the tendency, we don't want to get into the tendency of competing with your neighbors or relatives. Look, my son went to MIT, and your son and daughters just went to such and such a school.
是为了在神手中成为利剑，为了对付仇敌。
But for the purpose that they may be arrows in your quivers.Concerning the enemies of God.
是给神家神国带来祝福的。
But they would too bring about a blessing into the kingdom of God.
让我们在仇敌面前不至于羞愧的。
That we will not be ashamed when we stand before our enemy.
你看哈拿养个撒母耳给全国带来神家全就以色列就回转归向神。
Hannah raised Samuel.And because of Samuel, the entire nation of Israel turned towards the Lord.
你看 John Wesley 跟 Charlie Wesley 的妈妈 Susanna 生了十九个孩子。
Susanna, John, and Charles Wesley, they had 19 kids.
八个幼年就死掉了，留下十一个。
8 of them died in their infancy, and there were the 11 that were left behind.
他们每一个孩子都会花单独的时间陪他们。在灵修上，在属灵上。
And we know that it is for her customarily that every single child she will have private time with them concerning their spiritual well-being.
为神家培养了这么两个贵重的器皿，把整个英国堕落的局面给转过来。
And she has raised these two wonderful sons that had turned the tide for the entire nation of England.
也给教会带来祝福。
It's brought about a tremendous blessing for the Church of God.
姊妹们啊，你们宝贵啊。
Sisters, you are precious.
不仅是神宝贵的女儿。
Not only are the precious daughter in the eyes of God.
神特别造你们是带着荣耀的目的，属天的价值。
But God has created you with a wonderful and glorious purpose.
和你的弟兄一起来做见证。
That with your brother, with your husband, that together you guys would testify.
和你的弟兄一起来为神家养育贵重的器皿。
That together you would raise up this the precious generation that is to come.
底下时间我请于师母上来。
I give the following time to Pastor Nancy.whoa.
让威廉翻译中文。
She thought she was going to speak in English and have me translate in Chinese.
但我三个礼拜没讲一个英文字了。
I haven't spoken English for the past 3 weeks.
我怕她没办法听得懂我讲什么。
And I was concerned that he may not understand what I am saying.
所以我还是用我用中文讲。
And I will share in Chinese.
我想他一定很高兴。
And Will is very very delighted that she's speaking Chinese.
我想刚刚听于弟兄讲了这一段以后。
And after hearing what Pastor Yu just shared.
可能我们在座有很多单身的弟兄姐妹。
Perhaps and I know there are a lot of singles among us.
那我们怎么去看女人呢？
And how do we view the role of women?
我想即使我们今天没有结婚
And even we are not married today.
感谢神在基督的身体里面有男也有女
We trust, we thank the Lord that in the body of Christ there are men and there are women.
我们这次在不同的教会里面有一些的教会只有很多都是同工都是姐妹
We visit particular churches in China where a lot of the co-workers, they are all women.
我也看到有一些的教会很多的同工都是弟兄
And I've also visited some churches that the key co-workers, they are all men.
就像我们教会一样
A lot like our church.
但我觉得如果都是姐妹我觉得也有缺陷
And I find that when it is all just women,there are shortfalls. There are things that are not complete.
主要都是弟兄，我觉得也非常的不足。
Predominantly, if there are all men, I feel that there are also deficiencies.
我很感谢神，我们在基督的身体里面，我们有弟兄也有姐妹。
I thank the Lord that in the body of Christ we have men and we have women.
所以我们可以互补。
And that we could cover one another.
我们可以来帮助彼此。
And we could help one another.
那今天我们在讲这个女人，她不仅是天父的女儿。
And when we come to this particular topic and looking at the roles of women, not only are they the daughters of the of God,
而且她在神的眼中有属天的价值。
But she has tremendous worth and value.
但是为什么今天我们的题目讲到她们必须经过流泪谷呢？
Today, why do we say that they walk through the valley of Baca or valley of weeping?
在中文的圣经 Valley of Baca 的翻译是讲到流泪谷。
And again, Baca represents means weeping.
我想我们不知道大家同不同意，应该说可以说没有女人不流泪的。
And I don't know if you would all acknowledge the phrase that there are no women that would not shed tears.
中国很有名的文学作品《红楼梦》的作者说，女人是水做的。
There's a very famous book. I think it's The Dream of the Red Chamber. It says that women are made out of water.
红楼梦的英文是
I have no idea. I Googled it.
Okay. 这个当然这个有很多的含义，但是其中有一个意思就是女人爱流眼泪。
But there are a lot of meanings behind that particular statement.
那各国的文化里面也可以都好像讲到女人的时候，好像都是觉得这是一个流泪是一个弱者的表现。
One of which is that women cries a lot, and from a lot of culture perspective, it says that the perception is that women is weak because they weep.
所以莎士比亚在借着这个哈姆雷特的手呢说。他是怎么说？他说：“弱者，你的名字叫女人。”
And Hamlet wrote, Shakespeare wrote in Hamlet that, frailty, thy name is woman.
讲的时候，我记得好像那个哈姆雷特，至少这个讲的时候是充满了这个很多的激情跟愤怒哈。
And when Hamlet, when he spoke these words, he was very agitated. There was a lot of anger in him.
那我们到底是不是弱者呢？
Are we weak?
弟兄姐妹，姐妹们觉得怎么样呢？
Sisters, how do you think? How do you respond to that?
那天父怎么看我们呢？
And how does our Heavenly Father view us?
我们是他的女儿。
We are his daughter.
在圣经里面借着彼得前书，圣经上说，他说你们做丈夫的要按情理和妻子同住。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 7 says, Likewise, you husbands dwell with them, your wives, with understanding.
因为她比你软弱。
Giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel.
或者在小字里面说有另外的翻译，就是说，因为她是软弱的器皿。
And again, because she is the weaker vessel.
与你一同承受生命之恩的。
As being heirs together of the grace of life.
所以你要敬重她。
So you must honor, giving honor to your wife.
这样便叫你的祷告没有阻碍。
In order that your prayers may not be hindered.
所以女人是软弱的器皿，但是圣经却说丈夫要敬重他的妻子。
Yes, women are stated as weaker vessels, but the Lord specifically said, the husband, you need to honor your wife.
人大半都是敬重比自己强的人。
And oftentimes we honor those who are stronger than we are.
但是这个敬重却用在比自己软弱的器皿上。
But we see that this honor is used upon the vessel that is weaker than who you are.
箴言也多次的说，你不可离弃你母亲的法则。
And we see in Proverbs that the Lord once again says that you shall not depart the teachings, admonishments of your mother.
今天有许多的女人不喜欢承认是弱者。
A lot of women today do not want to acknowledge that I'm the weaker vessel. Or I'm
但是造物的主说了，我们比较软弱。
But the Creator, the Author of the universe, says that we are the weaker vessel.
男人也软弱。
Men are weak too.
但是我们比较软弱。
But we are slightly weaker.
但是神却要教那个比我们强一点的男人来敬重比他们软弱的女人。
But the Lord calls those vessels who are also weak to honor women who are weaker vessels.
所以我们女人也应该自重。
So we need to have a sense of self-esteem.
不要看轻自己。
That we do not despise ourselves.
不要与男人争强斗胜来赢得尊重。
That we do not fight for honor. We do not fight for respect.
那敬畏神的男人也应该都照着神的话来敬重这些与自己一同承受生命之恩的女人。
And all the men, if you do honor God, then you need to honor God's word when He calls us to honor our wives.
女人受到敬重不是因为她们比较强。
Women are honored not because they are stronger.
因为很多的时候我们希望能够借着我们比较强来赢得这个男人对我们的敬重。
And oftentimes we feel the necessity where we need to demonstrate ourselves to be stronger to earn that respect, to earn that honor.
但是神要男人敬重女人不是因为女人比较强。
And again, God's requirement, God's command for man to honor women is not because they're mightier, they're stronger.
而是因为他们是神的女儿。
But again, because they are my God's, they're my daughter.
与男人一同承受生命之恩。
They are to be co-heirs of the grace of life.
即使比男人软弱，也应该受到敬重。
Even so, even if they were truly weaker than men, that they still need to be honored.
姐妹们赞不赞成？
Sisters, do you amen?
阿们。阿们。如果你有女儿的，你阿爸阿们。
If you have daughters, do you amen?
啊，但是这个好像是弱者的女人，为母则强，当了母亲，她就比较就刚强，就比较刚强。
It seems like women, as they become mothers,There's a strength that comes upon them.
但是我要说，做母亲的流的泪比她单身的时候还多。
And I want to comment that women, oftentimes when they become moms, they weep even more so than when they were single.
这母亲的眼泪不是弱者的眼泪，往往不是弱者的眼泪。
The tears of moms, they are not tears of weakness.
而是因为爱而受伤的眼泪。
And it's because tears that flows from their love.
所以我今天很快的讲三个在圣经中的母亲，非常快的讲。
Quickly, I can only mention about these three moms in Scripture.
这个故事大家都非常的熟悉。
And I trust that you know these characters.
第一个我讲到耶稣的母亲。
The first one is the mother of Jesus.
玛利亚。
Mary.
她失去她挚爱的长子。
She lost her first son, the son whom she loves.
其实她从第一天，她从的第一天开始他就知道他有一天他的这个孩子会为全人类而死。
And from the very first day, she knows that this child is going to die for the world.
他的这个儿子是神的儿子。
That this child is the son of God.
是要为着神的旨意而活的。
He is to live for the will of God.
不能照他的母亲的意思，而要照着天父的意思。
And not according to the heart of a mom, but it needs to be according to the heart of his heavenly father.
失去孩子是一个很大的创伤。
This great wound that comes to losing a child.
不是许多的母亲都有这样子的经历。
And we thank God not too many moms have such an experience.
但是玛利亚在这个失去的经历中。
But Mary in this process of losing her son.
她只有回到奉献的起点才可能过得去。
She can only come to the very origin of her offering, of her sacrifice, then can she overcome this wound?
当天使来告诉她她要生这样一个孩子的时候，
When the angel Gabriel came and told her, you're going to be with child.
这个年轻的女孩子实在是非常的为难。
This young virgin, she was perplexed.
但是她却对神，对这个天使回应，她说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我的身上。
Amazingly, Mary responded and said, Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word, the will of God.
Let it be.
Let it be.
她这样一个，这是她生这个孩子的时候，她的一个对神一个完全的降服。
She was completely obedient to the Lord as she raised this child.
所以当她在经历这个没有办法用言语来比喻，来了解别人不能够了解的这个失去的时候。
And when she can no longer describe the sense of this loss, the magnitude of this loss.
她回到这个完全降服的奉献的起点。
As she comes back to the origin of this offering before God.
她才能够有力量。
She found strength.
她也知道这个失去有它的意义。
And then she began to comprehend that this loss has a purpose and a meaning.
也是因为这个失去。
And because of this particular loss,
玛利亚才更体会了 神要把他的儿子托付给他的这个心意。
She began to comprehend how is it possible for God to commit His Son into her hands.
我想今天我们很多在座的女人，或者是会听到这篇道的女人，我们也都经历了不同的失去。
And I trust a lot of the women who are sitting in this room, we all suffered loss.
在这样子的失去中经历极大的痛苦。
In the midst of our loss, we all have a lot of pain and a lot of hurt.
可能失去孩子。
Perhaps you have lost a child. Perhaps you lost your husband.
失去爱情。
A lost a romance.
失去我们在生命中觉得非常宝贵的东西。
You lost things that are very precious in your sight.
但是只有在这个失去它具有属天和永恒意义的时候。
But only when this loss has a spiritual and internal purpose and value.
这个因为失去而有的创伤才能够得着安慰。
Would this wound truly be comforted?
这个生命也因此而能够更丰盛。
And we discover that because of it, your life becomes fuller.
第二个女人
The second woman that I want to talk about
是参孙的母亲
Samson's mom.
参孙的母亲是一个圣经中没有记载她名字的女人
The scripture does not mention her name.
她因为神需要器皿
Because the Lord is in need of vessels,
所以他把他的儿子奉献给神
and so she consecrated her child
成为拿细尔人
that he would be a Nazarite,
特特的离俗来归给神
that he would be set apart from the world, consecrated to the Lord,
不要他属于世界
that she did not want him to be of this world.
我相信这个母亲她一定尽她的全力来培养这个儿子
and I really do believe that this mom used all of her might to raise up her son,
预备来给神用
that she would prepare him.For the use of the Lord.
但是她眼见儿子落在各样的试探中。
But right before her eyes, she sees her son falling in temptation after temptation.
过着罪恶的生活。
He is in a lifestyle of sin.
我想这位母亲的羞辱肯定比她的儿子参孙还要来更大。
And I trust in a lot of ways the shame that she feels and she suffers greater than the shame that Samson endured.
但是她却无能为力。
But she finds that she's helpless.
他眼睁睁地看着他精心培养的儿子一次又一次的失败。
And again, right before her eyes, time and time again, she sees her own son failing time and time again.
这是一个何等何等大的创伤。
Can you imagine the magnitude of that wound?
今天许多女人的眼泪。
And I know that a lot of tears of women.
不是为着自己。
They do not weep for themselves.
而是为着自己所爱的人离开神的旨意。
They weep for the fact that those whom they love have departed from the will of God.
是神的计划在他们的身上遇见失败。
That they see that the will of God, the plans of God in their lives seems to have suffered loss.
而更痛苦的是自己无能为力。
And the greater pain that's to come is that they feel completely helpless.
什么也不能做。
I can't do a thing.
我不知道这个无能为力的女人她是怎么祷告的。
I don't know this woman when she feels so helpless. How did she pray?
但是我相信她一定为她的儿子祷告。
And I trust that I know that she's been praying for her son.
后来参孙在希伯来书第十一章里面与其他十几个信心的伟人并列在其中。
And we come and discover in Hebrews chapter 11 that Samson was numbered among the heroes of faith.
她背后那个祷告的女人
And I trust the woman that was praying for him, behind him,
肯定不是那个把她陷在最终的大利拉
And I know it was not Delilah that has caused him to fall into sin,
而是这位敬虔的母亲
But it was this godly mom.
第三个女人
The third woman that I want to talk about,
讲到在创世纪中
You'll discover her in the book of Genesis.
第一个女人夏娃
The very first woman, Eve.
我们总是有很多很多的遗憾。
And I trust for many of us, we all have regrets.
常常会有人访问的时候说，如果你重来一次，你会怎么样？
Oftentimes we come across this question. People ask, if you could do it over again, what would you do differently?
我想别人一问我们这个问题的时候，我们心里面就挑起了我们里面的遗憾。
And I trust that every time we come to this question, these regrets within our hearts, they are surfaced.
希望我们有机会可以再重来一次。
And we desire that there would be another opportunity for me to do over.
我想没有一个女人会比夏娃有更大的遗憾。
And I would dare to say that no women have greater regret than Eve.
她受了诱惑，自以为聪明，拉着她的丈夫一起违背了神的话。
She was deceived, she was tricked, and she thought she was wise, and she took her husband, she let her husband to go against the word of God.
我想夏娃在那一刻，她一定认为说，她在帮助亚当。
And I do trust that Eve, at that very moment, she thought she was being helpful to Adam.
她可能认为亚当不太用脑筋。
And she probably thought Adam was an idiot.
没有远见。
And that he does not have foresight.
不像她那样有眼光。
And that he does not have the capacity to see the value behind things.
而且她幸好她社交能力强，才探听到了好消息。
And she trusts that because her ability to to social that she came across this wonderful news.
等到他们被赶出伊甸园的时候，
until the very moment they were cast out of the Garden of Eden,
我想夏娃的这个悔恨一定是无与伦比的。
And I trust the regret that Eve felt cannot be compared.
她巴不得能够重新来过。
How she wished I could do it over.
所以他给他的儿子，他出了伊甸园以后，他生了一个儿子，长子叫他给他取名叫该隐。
And so she gave birth to her first son, Cain.
因为他说耶和华使我得了一个男子。
Because the Lord has given me a male child.
让他以为他可以得到安慰。
So she thought she would be comforted.
但是没有想到更大的遗憾是这个使他受安慰的长子。却因为这个 EQ 这个情商太差而杀了他的弟弟。
And not to come to discover this child that was supposed to comfort her, he ended up, because of his low EQ, killed his own brother.
然后这个该隐就受了耶和华的咒诅，离开神的面。
And Cain was cursed by God and he was cast out from the presence of the Lord.
在圣经中有时候看到我们的儿子不成器，好像孙子还蛮好的。
And now we see that maybe our sons, our sons, that they may not come to something, but we see something valuable that will come from their children.
但是圣经中记载该隐的子孙也不讨神的喜悦。
But the scripture tells us that the children of Cain, they were not pleasing to the Lord.
罪恶好像在这个家中是遗传的，没完没了。
The sin seems to be generational. It went on and on. It did not come to an end.
幸好夏娃又得了第三个儿子。
Thank God that Eve was she conceived and had a third child.
叫做赛特。
And his name is Seth.
给他取这个名字的时候，这个意思是说神另外给我立了一个儿子代替亚伯。
And the reason why he was called Seth was the meaning was that God has gave me another child to replace Abel.
从赛特一直到耶稣基督。
From Seth all the way to Jesus Christ.
连成了一条救赎的生命线。
And we see this line of salvation.
最终完成了神的计划。
At the very end, God's will has been accomplished.
完成了神的救赎。
God's salvation has been done.
我相信夏娃她这个以为是永远都不可能恢复的这个遗憾，她才有了出路。
And I trust that
如果她知道的话，她现在知道了。
If she knew then what we know now, she discovered there was a way out to her regrets.
有人说大部分的家庭都是一团乱。
There's people that will say most families it's in shambles.
It's
chaotic.
Messy.
It's messy.
大部分很多的家庭都是一团乱的。
Most families are messy.
如果这么说是对的话，
if this saying is true,
我想我们可以说大部分的女人都有创伤。
And I would say that most women have wounds.
比较软弱不是因为我们有创伤的原因。
But again, being the weaker vessel is not because we have more wounds.
爱是我们有创伤的原因。
Love is the reason why we have wounds.
受伤的时候我们就流眼泪。
When we are wounded, we weep, we cry.
我们流许多的眼泪。
And we shed many tears.
只有耶稣基督是我们的医治。
But only Jesus, He is our healing.
当我们因为爱而软弱的时候，
when we are weak because we love,
也只有耶稣基督是我们力量的泉源。
And only Jesus can be the source of our strength.
但愿创伤之后留下来的不是只是伤疤。
And I pray that at the end of these wounds are not just scars that are left behind.
而是更丰盛的生命成为别人的祝福。
But a fuller life that could be a blessing to more and more people.
所以我好不好请 Projector 的同工帮我们把84篇能够第六节开始能够帮我们放出来。
I'd like to ask the projection team again to put up Psalm 84, starting verse 6 and 7.
他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福盖满了全谷。
As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools.
他们行走力上加力。个人到锡安朝见神。
They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion.
我们都非常喜欢这第六节。
We love verse 6.
但是是什么原因让他们可以经过流泪谷，使这谷变为泉源之地呢？
And what enables them to go through this valley of weeping, but they can come to a place of spring?
我们就回到第五节。
And we need to come to verse 5.
靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的，这人变为有福。
Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage.
我自己是女人。
I'm a woman myself.
我是一个也容易流泪的女人。
And I shed tears easy.
不会 above average, 没有说比其他人都爱流眼泪。
I don't think I tend to cry more than the average woman.
我知道有一些我学到了一些最近从年轻人学到一些话叫做泪点很低。
I've learned this term from younger women nowadays that we have a low threshold for tears.
好棒哦！这个我想我不是很低，但是呢，差不多是 average.
And again, I evaluate myself to be average.
所以我能够非常的体会真的我们在受创伤的时候那个流泪的感觉。
And I can identify the sense and the notion as we are being wounded.
但是我想我今天在这里跟我们所有的姐妹们我们一起来共勉。
And I want to encourage all the sisters here this morning.
不管在我们的这人生的经历里面
No matter what we encounter in life.
我们经历什么样子的创伤
No matter what type of wounds come along our way.
可能是因为失去
Again, maybe because of loss.
可能是无能为力
Perhaps you feel like you're helpless.
可能在我们的人生中我们做错了很多的决定做错了很多的事有非常大的遗憾。
Perhaps you're regretful of the choices or the things that you've done.
但是若是我们能够向往锡安大道。
But if you can set your heart on pilgrimage towards Zion.
靠我们的神有力量。
That you may renew your strength by the Lord your God.
我们便是有福的。
We will be blessed.
因为当我们虽然经过流泪谷。
And yes, though we walk through the valley of weeping.
但是我们却能够使这谷成为泉源之地。
This valley will turn into a land of springs.
并且有秋雨之福盖满了全谷。
And the rain also covers it with pools.
而且我们不孤单。
And we are not alone.
因为我们在走过这条路的时候，我们有许多的同伴。
And as we go through this path, we discover we have a lot of companions.
都同样的经历，神是我们的医治。
And we experience together that God is our healing.
他是我们力量的泉源。
He is the source of my strength. Amen. I keep telling Pastor Nancy I don't need to come up here again. She can conclude.
我想你从他的交通里面就可以证明为什么神说那人独居不好。
From her sharing, you come to discover why the Lord said it is not good that that man be alone.
我们弟兄们都喜欢大声疾呼讲道理。
We all like to, as brothers, we like to shout out loud, we like to argue about a principle.
我特别包括了他。
And he included me as well.
但是姊妹们其实 他们的经历他们的生命其实常常都比我们深很多的。
And our sisters, our dear sister, pertaining to life and their experiences in life, oftentimes is deeper than us as brothers.
我相信没有经过流泪谷，没有第一手的来经历，是说不出这样子的信息。
And I trust that for those who have not gone through the valley of weeping, it is hard, they would not be able to express this message.
刚才于师母特别说过，没有一个女人不曾经流泪过。
And she said earlier that not a single woman has never wept.
他们之所以受伤并不是因为软弱的缘故。
They are wounded not because they are weak.
他们之所以受伤乃是因为爱的缘故。
They are wounded because they love.
多少的伤痕都是因为所爱的所带来的。
A lot of the wounds, a lot of the scars, they came because they loved.
他们要失去的最爱的像玛利亚一样。
They're going to lose what they love most, just like Mary.
他们对所爱的无能为力，像苍生的母亲一样。
They're helpless concerning the ones that they love, just like Samson's mom.
他们对人生那么多重要的事情上充满了遗憾，像夏娃一样。
Like a lot of things that they would be regretful in their life, just like Eve.
但是感谢主，当他们经过流泪谷的时候。
But we are so thankful to the Lord that as they walk through the valley of Baca.
因着他们身上有一个共同的经历和共同的特点，他们都走出来了。
Because they have a common experience, they have a common.A point they can all walk out of it.
因着神的介入，因着神的帮助。
Because God intervened, God helped.
因着他们转向神，因着心中向往锡安大道。
Because they turned to the Lord, because their heart was set on pilgrimage to Zion.
他们不仅经过流泪谷。
Not only do they walk through the valley of Baca.
他们也曾经在流泪谷里面有许多流泪的经历。
And they have all these experiences of weeping in that valley.
但是他们的结局都是走出来了。
But their end is that they all come out of it.
让这个谷成为泉源之地，而且秋雨之福盖满了全谷。
And that this valley may become a spring, that the rains will cover it in pools.
所以我们真的很希望，在座所有的姊妹们。
And yes, our desires for all the sisters who are here.
不管你现在才 teenager， 或是还没结婚，或者在婚姻中有孩子没孩子。
Now, whether you are teenagers, whether you are still single, whether you are a mom with children, or you're a wife，
我希望我们没有一个人这一生我们的流泪是没有价值的。
And how I pray that not a single tear is shed without value。
也希望没有一个女人被困在流泪谷而走不出来。
And how we pray that not a single woman would be stuck in that valley that cannot come out of.
因着我们知道天父爱我们，也因着我们转向他。
Oh, that to know that our Heavenly Father loves us, and when we turn to Him,
能够靠着他有力量。
That by Him we would have strength.
我们心中向往锡安大道。
And that our hearts would long for pilgrimage towards Zion.
神的约柜在锡安，锡安说到神的同在。
The tabernacle of the Lord rests in Zion and speaks about the presence of God.
神的宝座在锡安说到神的主权在哪里。
God enthrones in Zion speaks of His authority, His reign is in Zion.
所以不管今天的经历多么痛苦。
And so no matter what we experience in life today.
让我们像刚刚于师母提醒我们的，他们都有一个共同的特点。
And Pastor Nancy reminded us they all have a common experience.
都因为他们转向了神。
It's all because when they all turn to the Lord.
在无能为力的时候也转向神。
And when they were helpless, they turned to the Lord.
在失去了一切的时候也转向神。
When they lost everything, they turned to the Lord.
在曾经带来的这么多的遗憾，犯了这么多错，他们仍然转向神。
When they made all these mistakes and they made all these errors, they still turned to the Lord.
他们都得到了主的结局。
And they all had the Lord's end.
让他们的苦没有一个是白受的。
And they did not suffer in vain.
他们都为神家带来了极大的祝福。
And they all brought about a great blessing for the house of God.
他们都带来了一个荣耀的结局。
And they brought a glorious end.
弟兄姊妹，希望我们在主面前彼此勉励。
So brothers and sisters, we pray that we would admonish one another.
做孩子的，做丈夫的。
That those of us who are children, those of us who are husbands,
希望我们都能够珍惜我们的母亲。
That we will love and we will treasure our moms.
能够好好体谅我们做妻子的。
We will come and think on behalf of our wives.
希望在教会里面跟世界不一样。
How I pray that here in the house of God, it is different from the world.
照着神的心意，在神的爱中，我们一起往前。
That according to the heart of God, together we will move forward.
是的，流泪谷虽然免不了。
Yes, it is.Impossible for us to avoid this valley of weeping.
但是流泪谷永远不是神命定的结局。
But it is never an end to God's desire and will in our lives.
到锡安来朝见神。
He wants us to end in Zion to see God.
所以诗篇八十四篇这一段结束在他们行走 力上加力。
So we in Psalm 84, the verses that we read, and concludes on the notion that they walk from strength to strength.
他们不甘心停留在流泪谷。
They do not want to stay put at the Valley of Baca.
他们靠着神继续往前。
By God, they continue to move forward.
至终穿越了流泪谷。
And they press on to the point that they would pass this valley.
带来的秋雨之福。
And they bring forth the spring rain.
我们一起唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing together.
505首。
505, hymn 505.
神未曾应许。
God has not promised.
我们先唱第一节。
First one.
神未曾应许，天色苍蓝，人生的路途像苍茫，身未曾延续，苍劲无云，长乐无痛苦，长安无虑，身绝曾延续，身无有力，心如有光亮，多功德行，是念的
Verse 1. God has not promised sky is always blue. A flower strewn pathways all our lives through. God has not promised sun without rain. And joy without sorrow, peace without pain.
第二节，神未曾应许，我们不遇。
Verse 2, God has not promised, we shall not know.
苦难和试探，懊恼忧虑。
Toil and temptation, trouble and woe.
神未曾应许，我们不负许多的重担，许多事物。
God has not told us, we shall not bear many a burden, many a care.
副歌，神却曾应许。
The refrain, God says, he has promised.
生活有力，行路有光亮。
Strength for the day, rest for the labor, life for the way.
做工得息，试炼得恩勋。
Rest for the labor, strength for the day.
危难有赖，无限的体谅，不死的爱。
Grace for the trials, help from above, unfailing kindness, undying love.
第二节。
Verse 2.
神未曾应许，我们不遇。早晨，主耶稣那个 unfailing kindness 跟 undying love 仍然没有改变。
This morning, the unfailing kindness And the undying love of our Lord Jesus Christ did not change.
不管有多少人今天在流泪谷里面。
And this morning, no matter how many are in this valley of weeping.
让我们都向主祷告，我们不甘心留在这里。
And we all pray and cry out to the Lord, Lord, I don't want to remain here.
虽然这是一个充满了劳苦愁烦的世代。
And yes, this is a generation that is full of woe and full of trouble.
虽然这个世界充满了许多的伤害。
And this world gives us a lot of wounds, a lot of harms.
但是我们没有一个人是白白受苦的。
But not a single one of us, we suffer in vain.
我们特别为了在我们中间所有做姊妹的。
And we particularly pray for all the sisters.
我们也为他们求祝福。
We pray for the blessings of the Lord.
求主耶稣擦干他们的眼泪，安慰他们受伤的心灵。
Lord Jesus, you alone can wipe away their tears. You alone can comfort their hearts.
让每一位都靠着神，心里有力量。
That every single one of them, their strength is made new in you, O Lord.
每一个人都靠着神，心中向往锡安大道。
That every single one of their hearts will journey, will pilgrim towards Zion.
每一个人都能够因着神的帮助，能够力上加力到锡安朝见神。
That because of the aid of the Lord.That their strength would be made new, that they would come and see you, God.
Oh, 主耶稣啊，我们向你祷告。
Yes, Lord Jesus, we pray to you.
是让你那永远不改变的爱，今天来安慰，来祝福我们中间所有的姊妹们。
Amen. That your unchanging love would come and comfort and strengthen all the sisters here today.
Oh, 耶稣，赞美你。
Yes, Jesus, we praise you.
我们做弟兄的，做儿女的，都特别为着妻子，为着母亲祷告。
We as husbands, as brothers.As children, we pray for our moms.
我们同声开口，我们为着他们求祝福。
I ask you all to lift up your voices and we pray for their blessings.
我们也为着属灵的父亲、属灵的母亲们。
And we pray for us who are spiritual mom and dads.
保罗自己称他是属灵的母亲。
Paul calls himself a spiritual mom.
那些爱我们、培养我们、帮助我们成长的，我们也为他们祷告。
Those who admonish us, who raise us up spiritually, we pray for them too.
我们同声祷告，然后有几位带领我们简短的有祷告。
We let's pray together in one accord, and we ask a few brothers and sisters to pray for us out loud.
Amen.
We thank
Amen.
you, Lord. Jesus, this day, oh Lord, is not set forth by in our midst by men.
Amen.
But God, we thank you. We trust, oh Lord, that you want us to come and bring to remembrance all those in our midst, oh Lord, who are in need of prayer. God, Lord Jesus, we thank you. Foremost, we thank you for them. We thank you for each and every one of them. And God, oh Lord, apart from them in our lives, oh Lord, we are not complete. Oh Lord, there's deficiency in our lives without them. And God, we are thankful for who they are. We are thankful for bringing them into our lives.God, we thank you. We praise you. Praise you for what you have done. Praise you, God. Amen. Father God, we want to thank you. We want to praise you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we take this day not as a day that is instituted by men.
Amen.
But, oh, Lord, we take this day, oh, Lord, as what you have instituted among us.A reminder in our hearts.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, to esteem those who has poured out their lives into our lives.
Amen.
So, Lord, we take this moment, we pray for our moms. We pray for all those who are here, who have sacrificed.
Amen.
Who has wept for us. Who has poured out their hearts and their lives
Amen.
For us.
Amen.
God, we know that these sacrifices will not go unanswered. Oh, Lord, because that is your principle.That is who you are.
Amen.
And this morning, oh Lord, we are thankful for who they are. We are thankful for you placing them into our lives.
Amen.
God, we want to pray for your blessing. Not that simply we would be blessed through them, but oh Lord, that they would receive the blessings of God.
Amen.
They would receive the end of your purpose and your will in their lives.
Amen.
Oh Lord, that greater glory, greater grace, greater life of Christ would be multiplied in each and every one of them.
Amen.
Comfort them, God.
Amen.
Strengthen them, God. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
主啊，我们为着我们肉身的父母，还有在属灵上，主啊，来生我们、养我们的属灵的父母们，主啊，来感恩。
Amen.
主啊，他们实在是你所爱的，
Amen.
他们也是主啊，你所祝福的。主啊，你也借助他们来成为我们生命的祝福。主啊，恳求主你来纪念他们，你来祝福他们。主啊，你也来借助今天的信息来帮助我们。主啊，好使我们在基督里边。主啊，不但在肉身当中养育我们的儿女，主啊，也让我们带着为父为母的心，主啊，来养育属灵。 的儿女。主啊，你来使用每一个母亲，使用每一个父亲，在耶稣基督里边，主啊，被你所使用，成为你荣耀的见证。奉耶稣基督的名。
阿门。
Praise you, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
一粒麦子若不是落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。
A grain of wheat, unless it falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone.
当它死了的时候，就结出了许多的籽粒来。
But if it dies, it bears much grain.
我们为着我们中间所有的姊妹们，我们向你献上感谢。
And again, on behalf of all the sisters in our midst, God, we give you thanks.
因着他们背后所流的泪、所受的伤害，给你的教会、给许多的家都带来的祝福。
We thank you for the blessings that you bring about in your house and the various families, because they're willing to shed tears, they're willing to come to you and pray on their behalf.
我们求你不仅仅亲自来安慰。也亲自来擦干他们的眼泪。
Lord, we ask you personally would come and comfort them. You would come and wipe away their tears.
陪着他们，牵着他们走出流泪谷来。
Side by side, hold them by their hands. You would lead them out of this valley of weeping.
主啊，我们知道这是一条不容易的路。
Lord, we know this is a way that is difficult.
但是因着你的爱，因着你的陪伴。让我们心中有力量，可以来向往锡安大道。
Because of your love, because you are our companion, our hearts may rise and we may walk towards Zion.
我们特别求你在这特别的日子，把特别的祝福赐给所有的姊妹们。
Would you pray that on this special day, the portion of special blessing that you've set aside would be given to them?
不管他们是否已经进入婚姻，不管是否有孩子，主啊，你让神家。你特别为着我们，为着我们这有限、充满了需要、充满了限制的男人，你所造的女人，你特别来祝福他们。
Yes, Lord, whether they are married, whether they have children yet, Lord, we pray that, oh Lord, through them, you would come and bless all of us who are men that are so limited.
让整个世界充满了黑暗、充满了伤害的时候，让你的家中充满了你的爱。
Yeah, the world is full of darkness and is full of harm, that your love.Is filled in your house.
让我们所有做弟兄的、做丈夫的、做父亲的，我们都懂得尊重那比我们软弱的器皿。
Oh Lord, we pray for us who are men, husbands, oh Lord, brothers, that we will learn to honor the women in our lives.
也让我们带着感恩的心，我们来珍惜你所量给我们的。
And truly, with a thankful heart, to treasure what you have measured into our lives.
谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
特别为着我们的下一代向你祷告。
I want to take this time to lift up our next generation in your hands.
让我们神家出来的个个都是你带中的箭。
Oh, we pray how each and every one of them would be an arrow in your quiver.
在你的国中是可以用来对付仇敌的。
That in your kingdom, they are mighty in the face of your enemy.
是可以叫仇敌羞辱的。
They bring shame to your enemy.
是能够给这个世代带来祝福、带来影响的。
They would bring about a change, a blessing to this generation.
让我们不随从世界的潮流，只在乎孩子们。地上的享受和成就
that we will not move according to the current of this world that we are only mindful of what their worldly success
让我们能够照着主的教训和警戒来养育他们来爱他们
but according to your teachings and your admonishments that we will love them that we will raise them up
奉主耶稣基督的名
oh we pray in Jesus name
Amen
Amen